Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, do you or anybody in your household work for a radio station, a television station?
Nobody works. We're both retired.
Okay. Would you like to help us out with this survey? It only takes about 5 minutes.
What is it about?
It's about the upcoming elections. And you know, it's political.
Okay.
Thank you. We really appreciate this. First question, with which political party are you registered?
Oh, definitely Republican.
Thank you. Next question. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices, like school board on Tuesday, August
15th? I vote. Every time I have to vote, that means something, you know, they have voting, I vote.
You say it's a definitely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And to what age group do you belong to? We have between 18 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, between 66 and 75, and 75 and older.
66 to 75 and 72.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
And just the community?
Yes.
Yeah,
just
I said
community.
They're good. We're
so right direction.
Yes, we're good.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you. Next question. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and read the list here, and then you can tell me which one is the most important to you that would help you and your family. First, we have abortion. Next, we have illegal immigration. Next, we have housing and property insurance costs. Next, we have K-12 education. Next, we have inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. Next, we have traffic and congestion. Next, we have crime.
I'll tell you right now the cost of everything.
The cost, okay, inflation, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Next question. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can tell me that. The first person would be Ron DeSantis.
Oh, love him.
Okay, very favorable. Okay.
Yeah.
What about Joe Biden?
He can go to H.
Okay, so very unfavorable. And one more here, Donald Trump.
Love him.
Okay.
Very favorable.
Next, the reminder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? So I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick one, okay?
Okay.
First, strengthening school safety and security measures. Next, increasing teacher pay. Next, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline. Next, improving the academic rating of schools. Next, increasing school choice options. Next, reducing class sizes. And the last one is ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
The teachers should be well-qualified and know what they're doing and retain them.
Okay, so I'll pick that one. Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you don't know, you can also tell me. So
okay.
First we have private schools.
Yeah, they're good.
So we favorable.
Favorable. Okay.
Would you say somewhat or very?
I say very.
Thank you. Next, we have teachers unions.
Those are somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have charter schools.
I honestly don't know because I don't know, you know, how they do or what they do, how they teach.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Moms for Liberty.
Very favorable.
Very, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next, we have traditional public schools.
Around here, I don't think we really have a problem, so I'd say favorable.
Somewhat or very?
I say somewhat.
Thank you. Next, we have your local PTA or PTO.
I do not know.
Okay. And then we have teachers, just teachers.
I would say, oh gosh. Well, really, I can't say about that either because our kids are gone. I mean, they're out. So I, you know, really haven't heard anything about that.
Okay. But do you tend to have a favorable opinion of teachers or no? I guess it all depends, right?
It does because some schools are better than other schools. So it's like in the middle.
Okay. Next, your county school board.
I don't really know anything about them because our kids are out of school. So whatever the no opinion.
Okay. Here comes this question. I don't know if you're going to be able to answer because of what you just said. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
I say approve because I have never heard anything negative about them.
Okay. And you would say a somewhat approve or a strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And now, how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Not your district, your neighborhood. Would you say the schools are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I would say good. That's hard to say because I don't know anybody that goes to school. I'd say good.
Okay, thank you. So next question says, which of the following best describes you? And we have three different sentences here. I'm going to read all three to you, and then you can pick one and one that best describes you. The first one says, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Number two says, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. And the last one says, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
I'd say the middle. I mean, the kids have to be educated. That is the problem with the United States.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And here we only have two sentences, okay? The first one says, we need to better fund our school, our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives it to wealthy private schools. And the second one says, parents should have more educational options so their children can attend schools that are best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
The last one, the parents should decide about schools.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, as you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning that party affiliations on the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And then again, we have two sentences. The first one says, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. And the second sentence says, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
The second one.
Okay, thank you. Next, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And then we have two sentences. The first one says, my school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elect and try to avoid confrontation with them. The second sentence says, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents
there's three of them? Or?
No. I was continuing the second one.
Well,
so
I can
the second
tell
one?
You right, I can tell you the right now, the second one, yeah.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. All right, so here, the way it works here, I'm going to read a statement, and then your options are much more likely, and that means to vote for that person that thinks that way, you know? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference. All right, so the first statement says, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Much more, Todd, the top.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Next says, a candidate who supports increasing public schools' funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salaries?
That's somewhere in the middle. Whatever.
Do you want to do somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. And next, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Okay, to ban that, definitely I would vote to ban it, yes.
Okay, so that'll be you'll be more likely for that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next, a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Most likely.
Thank you. Next, a candidate who supports making classrooms cell phones and social media free zones during school hours?
Most likely.
Thank you. Next, a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Oh, definitely more.
More?
They
okay,
need to keep that out of the schools, period.
Okay, thank you. Next, a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school safety.
Yeah, I'd say the second, not, you know, the highest.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Next, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
More likely.
More likely, okay, thank you. Next, a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Yeah, more likely.
Thank you. Next, a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Oh, definitely more likely. That's what the kids don't really get.
Okay, thank you. Next, a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
More likely.
Thank you. Okay, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, okay? How long have you lived in Florida? Less than 5 years, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Oh, way more than 20.
Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And would you say that's a somewhat conservative or a very conservative person?
Very.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
A 4-year degree college.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Next, generally speaking, how often does someone in your household check your mailbox? And then your options are every day, not every day, but multiple times a week. About once a week or not frequently?
Every day. We always pick up our mail.
Okay, that's good. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your help. This concludes the survey, okay?
Okay.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.